Glory to my Guru, Sri Krishna Guruji. In the previous episode, we completed through verse 13 of chapter 11. In that, Lord Sri Krishna is fulfilling Arjuna's desire to see the Lord's awe-inspiring universal form. As he displayed his grandeur, Sanjaya conveyed to the blind king his observation. So we continue the Bhagavad Gita. This is chapter 11, the Yoga of the Vision of the Universal Form. This is chapter 11, verses 14 through 17. Sanjaya said, "Then Arjuna, full of wonder and with hair standing on end, reverentially bowed his head to the Divine Lord, and with folded hands he addressed him thus. Arjuna said, "Lord, I behold within your body all gods and hosts of different beings, Brahma throned on his lotus seat, Shiva and all the rishis, and celestial serpents. O Lord of the universe, I see you endowed with numerous arms, bellies, mouths, and eyes, and having innumerable forms extended on all sides. O Lord, manifested in the form of the universe, I see neither your beginning, nor middle, nor even your end. I see you endowed with diadem, club, and discus, a mass of splendor flowing all round, having the brilliance of a blazing fire and the sun, hard to gaze at and immeasurable on all sides." This ends verse 17. So have you ever experienced a full body response to some awe-inspiring sight or understanding? This is what's happening to Arjuna. Arjuna is now having a physical response. He's having horripilations, and he's having an intellectual and emotional response too. In reverence to the Lord, Arjuna has submitted himself with respect. He has bowed his head, and the palms of his hands are touching. Within the Lord, Arjuna sees all the gods and beings. So just imagine the vastness that would contain all beings across all time and space. There would be no beginning nor end to be seen. It would just go on infinitely. And now, in the Lord, Arjuna is seeing his friend and kinsman decked out with crown, club, discus, so full of opulence that its brilliance is radiating in all directions. Shri Krishna Guruji has said that Arjuna is seeing the creation coming forth. So we continue with verse 18. "You are the supreme, indestructible, worthy of being known. You are the ultimate refuge of this universe. You are, again, the protector of the ageless Dharma. I consider you to be the eternal, imperishable being." This ends 18. Here Arjuna is saying that the Lord, who permeates all existence, is worthy of being known. It is the goal of our human birth. We should know him in this life. All of the universe, seen and unseen, has its refuge in the Lord. Despite what we might think about this life, whether we think that the world is good or bad, and whether we think our participation is good or bad, the continuation of the universe with its rights and wrongs are under the jurisdiction of the Lord. Being the imperishable being, the Lord's vision encompasses every aspect at once. Nothing is outside of his scrutiny and guidance. There's nothing other than the divine. He permeates every particle of creation as the unmanifest, and when needed, he takes form. We continue with verses 19 and 20. Arjuna speaking, "I see you without beginning, middle, or end, possessing unlimited prowess and endowed with numberless arms, having the moon and the sun for your eyes and blazing fire for your mouth, and scorching this universe by your radiance. Yonder space, between heaven and earth and all the quarters, are entirely filled by you alone. Seeing this transcendent, dreadful form of yours, O soul of the universe, all the three worlds feel greatly perturbed. This ends verse 20. So did you picture the size of the form which Arjuna is seeing? This form is large enough to fill all comprehensible space. The Lord has projected himself as the never-ending universe. Sri Krishna Guruji has told us the three worlds reside in us, and Arjuna is feeling greatly perturbed through and through. So we continue with verse 21. Arjuna says, "Yonder host of gods are entering you, some with palms joined out of fear, are recounting your names and glories. Multitudes of maharishis and siddhas, saying, 'Let there be peace,' are extolling you by means of excellent hymns. The 11 rujas, 12 adityas, and 8 vasas, the sadhyas and Vishvadevas, the 2 Ashvini Kumaras, and 49 Maruts, as well as the manes and multitudes of Gandavas, Yakshas, Asuras, and Siddhas, all these gaze upon you in amazement. Lord, seeing this stupendous and dreadful form of yours, possessing numerous mouths and eyes, many arms, thighs, and feet, many bellies, and many teeth, the worlds are terror-struck, so am I. Lord, seeing your form reaching the heavens, effulgent, multicolored, having its mouth wide open and possessing large flaming eyes, I, with my inmost self frightened, have lost self-control and find no peace. Seeing your faces frightful on account of teeth therein and blazing like the fire at the time of universal destruction, I am utterly bewildered and find no happiness. Therefore, have mercy on me, O Lord of Celestials, O abode of the universe." This ends verse 25. Arjuna is so overwhelmed with fright, and he's now asking for the Lord's mercy. Can you imagine? His body is just shaking. He even tells the Lord that he has lost his self-control seeing this fierce form. Arjuna is not alone. There are gods, demons, and other beings all extolling the Lord with their heads bowed and their palms together. They are all in fearful awe. Imagine the sight of the divine. There is no place for Arjuna to even look away. Arjuna is seeing the universal destruction. The warrior Arjuna tells Lord Krishna that despite having asked to see this universal form of his, he finds himself completely frightened. He's not able to take all this in. So imagine this is what can happen when a devotee asks for anything, as we can never know or preemptively know the consequences of our own desires. It's best not to ask, but rather allow things which are meant for you to unfold according to the Lord's plan. So we'll stop here today. We have completed through verse 25 of chapter 11. In the next episode, we'll continue chapter 11 at verse 26. Thank you for listening. God bless and lots of love.